Banks have been opening new branches as they try to sell a variety of financial services products. Some of the new branches bear little resemblance to the stuffy old bank branches where people opened their first accounts, NPR's Jack Speer reports.
At this newly opened Bank of America branch in a suburb north of Baltimore, as customers walk through the front door, they find something they're not used to, a live person standing there to greet them.
Good morning. How are you today?
Hello.
Good. Welcome.
Joanna Funk manages the Paring Parkway Banking Center, which opened a little more than a month ago. On the outside, the bank branch looks pretty much like what you would expect. However, inside, with its open floor space, big screen TV on the wall, and computer workstations scattered about the room, it has an entirely different look and feel, something Funk says is intentional.
I don't have an office. No one here has an office. The area that we're in now is all customer space, so that if you see me here, you know I'll be able to take care of you. Not that I'm on the phone or I'm doing something else. If I'm here, I'm here for the customer.
With the growing popularity of online banking and the increased use of direct deposit in ATMs, it was thought many customers would abandon bank branches. But that hasn't happened.
I would come in here more often. It's nice, it's open. You feel welcome when you come in here. People are greeting you, and you're in and out in no time.
65-year-old Wayne Walters is waiting in the teller line. Despite his use of direct deposit in ATMs, he says he still comes into the bank every couple of weeks. Other customers, like Angela Leonard and her friend Rose LeBlanc, have brought their young children in. Leonard's daughter is looking at a children's magazine in a special reading area at the back of the bank. She says she enjoys stopping in.
I like the fact that you can make withdrawals and soon-to-be deposits without writing out an actual slip. That's pretty cool. I like how they have the little book set out here. Yeah, see, we were just doing the highlights thing right there. It's kind of family-oriented. It makes me think family.
And while family may not be the first thing that comes to mind for most people when they think of banking, the people who design bank branches are trying to change that. Charlene Stern is a senior vice president with Newground, a bank construction and consulting firm. She says banks are taking a page from successful retailers like Starbucks, going beyond just selling a product to creating an atmosphere customers feel comfortable in.
It's retail where we have the opportunity to meet that customer face-to-face. And with the hundreds and thousands of people who go into those branches still every single day, every single week, there is a singular opportunity to connect.
For that opportunity to connect, banks are willing to spend a lot. Another thing many are doing is hiring employees with retail backgrounds to staff many of the new banking centers. Jerry Silva is senior analyst with Tower Group. He says the rapid expansion in retail banking is occurring even though opening a new branch can be very costly.
For a very simple branch, it could cost $500,000. Some of the larger branches are on the order of $2 or $3 million per branch. But the branch is the highest selling point for any bank. That's where they make the most of their sales. So in many times, it's worth the expense.
But some industry analysts question whether bank customers, especially the wealthy, will want to buy things like insurance contracts and mutual funds from their local bank. And they also think the rate at which banks are opening new branches may be too rapid. Steve Ryder is president of Bankography, a banking industry market research firm.
The pace of branching is greater than it's been in years and is greater than the pace of population growth. And at some time, yeah, there may be an inevitable shakeout. As we realize, there's too many branches for the number of households in America.
Still, none of this appears to be worrying the banks at the moment. Adding branches is viewed as so desirable, it's been the driving force behind a number of recent mergers. And the banks are taking a huge financial gamble. Bank of America plans to shell out upwards of $1.2 billion over the next several years to open 550 new branch banking centers. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.